Hi. So, last episode, Frick discussed or shared all the costs involved in buying a Leopard 45 plus the aftermarket stuffies, all the niceties. And as he mentioned, this week I am doing which store are we going to get to do our own moonshining on Sisu. I'm on my way to a company called Brewcraft. Their stock finally arrived. We've been waiting for over a month for it to come through to customs. So I'm on my way there, and they're going to explain. There's three different units available. There's an air store. There's the Turbo 500. I think that's the same one that Delos had or has got. And then there's the Alembic pot store. So Ryan and Nick will explain to us which one is which, and then we have to make up our minds which one we're going to have. So let's go check them out and see what they have to say. And here is Ryan. He's going to explain what we should buy, what is going to be best for the boat, for Sisu. So what's the first item that you're going to
I'm going to give you a little breakdown of three different setups to three little different distilling operations. So we're going to start with a very entry level one, which is an awesome little still.
The first one, air still.
Air still. So this is a complete air still package. What's nice about it is it's exactly what it says, it's an air still. So you don't need to let it run with water to cool and dispense to distillate your water. So in the package comes your fermenter. I'll break it down to show you now.
Okay, the Yatties, this is nice, small and compact. It doesn't take a lot of space.
And then obviously you've got your air still. This is your air still. As it says, it runs on air, it cools it down. So whereas a normal still would use water to cool the alcohol down, to condense it, and it'll drip out. So what's nice about it is a nice small little compact unit. It's just nice and small.
Perfect.
Little 5-liter air still. So you put your wash inside you, your alcohol inside you, which Nick's going to show you how to make a wash just now in the next little series. We'll just do a bigger one. This is just a smaller scale. So you put it in there, turn it on. And it's just going to drip the alcohol through here, which has your catcher.
And how long does the thing you call it wash, eh?
A wash.
How long does this have to stay in here before you put it in there?
So your wash is basically making your alcohol. So the yeast eats the sugars, and in turn the sugars produce, they give off CO2, and obviously the other byproduct is alcohol. So in your wash, when you mix it in here, you're probably going to get about 15% alcohol.
And then that'll go
1.5, yeah. And it's 15 litres of it, so you're going to do three little runs of this.
How long does one run take?
Fermentation, good point. Yeah, the fermentation will take between 5 to about 10 days. Okay, so similarly to the little air still, this is just a much bigger scale. And it's not an air still, which is like a pot still. This one's going to be a reflux, which is a column like that. It's got a T500. So inside this complete distillery kit also comes with everything. It's got your fermenter.
Wow, so that's quite a big difference.
It's also got an easy filter. What's nice is the easy filter just cleans the alcohol, just gives it alcohol one more little clean.
Impurities.
Yeah. So that's also a nice little feature. So inside the kitchen, with the jug, the catching jug.
So this comes complete when you buy the unit. So all this is included.
So it's got the hydrometer, the alcohol meter, because to measure the strength of the alcohol. Because obviously you don't want to be drinking 60% alcohol. And the two sips you'll be down on your back.
In South Africa, I think they call it Mampuru or something. Like where the grandfathers used to make it.
Yeah, that's strong. Everyone's got a bottle of Mampuru in their cupboard. So inside there, the hydrometer, your butler, you've got some essences, flavors, liqueurs. So it's really, really such a cool package. Then obviously, we need to make the alcohol, like I said earlier, like the wash. So here we've got turbo sugar. So the turbo sugar with the turbo yeast, you're gonna mix it in there. Nick's gonna show you how to go through that just now.
And those little black?
Those are a little bit of carbon. So it just helps make your wash just a little bit cleaner as well, which is so cool. Alright, so also in the package you can have an option. You can take the we've got a copper one or we've got a stainless one, so you can open that one. This is the baby that actually makes the alcohol. Alright. So every column, so you've got the copper one and you've got the stainless one. Both of them are going to make the same good quality alcohol.
Because it's all about the inside, eh?
That's right.
What's happening on the inside.
So they've all got serial numbers, so you need to register your still with the SARS, okay? You need to register it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
In South Africa?
In South Africa.
But if you're from outside of South Africa, how is that?
New Zealand's fine. UK is fine. I think America they've got to register as well. So
okay.
Some countries, I think every country you go to on your boat, just check it out prior, you know? Don't want to be arrested, do you?
So you have to carry that with you on the boat wherever you go, just to have the proper life. Okay.
Just in case, I'll just check it out.
Okay. Awesome.
So inside here, so this would go on top of the boiler. So this this is your boiler. So the wash that Nick's going to make,
mm-hmm.
with the sugar to make, also alcohol up to about 16, 17, 18% is going to go from your fermenter into here. And we're gonna start boiling it. Alright.
Here we go.
And then this will go onto here. So
it looks straightforward and easy to handle.
Very simple, very simple. And you know there's good guidelines. If you go into the internet, there's YouTube for everything. How to make the wash, how to distill out, how to put it through the filter, how to clean it, it's very thorough. So these
for the first briefing, you YouTube, you can look at Sailing Sisu.
This still is a reflux still. So what happens is it's going to pull through very high quality alcohol, nice clean alcohol. So it's going to bring out, so when it distills, it's called a reflux. So inside it has a whole lot of packings. So the alcohol will evaporate first because the alcohol evaporates at 78 degrees when it's starting to boil. So it'll come off first and it'll go up and then it'll go up and it'll get through some copper and it gets condensed through here. And then out drops alcohol it's a very efficient still, it's very efficient. Between 92 and about 94% alcohol. Alright, so it's very strong. Okay. So hence it's called a reflux. So what happens is the alcohol molecules are the only ones that can get through here, and there's some copper that reduces, takes out the sulfurs, and then drops out. And inside here, the water molecules being a little bit bigger and heavier than alcohol, they collect together inside and they drop back down. Collect together and they drop back down.
Okay.
That's the reflux.
And where does your water come in? The cools or water system?
So the water is going to come in from here.
On the side.
So it's going to come in from the bottom here. Comes in the bottom here. Then it goes up and out and then it gets condensed out here. So it drips out here.
Okay. So you can recycle the water if you catch it and reuse it for washing or whatever you
want
to.
You can just have a little submersible pump. Just recirculate it and that's it. So this one, so once you've diluted it down, you've gone through, you've got 92% alcohol,
mm-hmm.
you have diluted down with water to 40% alcohol.
Maybe to 42% if you're
daring. Yeah, and then when you put it through, you dilute it down, then it goes into
the second stage.
This is the filter.
Or the third stage, yeah.
So it'll go through a filter and air, so it'll drip down. It'll take 10 days in the fermenter. To ferment,
yeah,
and then inside here it'll take about 4 hours.
And how many liters of alcohol can we get out of this one?
This one, alcohol, you'll probably get about just over 3 liters at 92%. So you're going to get about
6 liters of
40%.
No, even more.
So you'll get about 8 bottles out. Like, yeah.
So I think this is going to be the third one that I mentioned just now. The pot
still.
The pot still.
Yeah.
The alembic pot still.
Yeah.
So that's the other option.
So this is your alembic dome.
So it's just this bit that changes,
So you can still use the same boiler.
Mm.
So you don't need to go and buy a whole new boiler, you just need to buy a pot still. So a pot still, like you see them when they're making brandies and stuff, it's made out of a pot still. So here we're using sugar to ferment, to make the alcohol, whereas brandy, they'll use grapes, moonshine, they'll use corn, whiskies. They use either corn whiskey, or you can use malt like you do in a beer, proper malt, you mash it and things like that. So this is what you'd use to bring out more flavour.
Okay.
But like also Mantur, when you get that peach smell and things, this will bring through a lot more flavour, versus this one will just strip it clean. So this just goes on here, okay. It clamps it down, I'll let you know.
Very nice looking.
And then same concept, you've got the water coming in here. So the alcohol is getting up here, it's distilling up here, and it's coming through here in steam format, and then it gets condensed. So the water goes in here, comes out there, condensed, and then
and it
drips. Gins are the craze now. We've got some juniper berries and stuff. So what I'm going to show you here. So inside here we've got a gin basket.
Oh wow.
Oops. So what would happen is you put your juniper berries and stuff inside here. And then pack, you put all your juniper berries, maybe a little bit of lemon zest, some peppercorns.
Ladies, do you hear that one?
And then you're going to put this on here.
Screw black on, pepper and strawberry. Oh, that could also work.
Anything goes.
And mine's going already.
So that we're going to there.
Sure, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, and then you just put it on, and the same thing is going to distill.
And then the same quantities as well.
Same quantities, yeah.
As with the...
The difference is this will bring the alcohol out at, let's say, 80%, 85%, and then it will reduce down. It'll go right down to 20%. So when they say a pot still is triple distilled, so you first put your stuff in, you do a stripping run, you just take the alcohol out, you take that, and we put it back in for a second run.
Again.
So we distill it twice.
Triple distilled, yeah. Okay, now we're on to that, the surprise one at the end, the double whammy one. What's it called? The grain father.
So grain father, it's a hence the word grain father. It's an all grain brewing system. Right. So you're making your beer from scratch. So when you're going to make your beer from scratch, you can do the same with your whiskies.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get different types of malts and things to make a single malt whiskey. And this is the malt that would make the whiskey.
So we can make alcohol and we can make beer.
Yeah. Yep.
And when not that beer hasn't got alcohol, but you know, kind of know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So yeah, you can make anything, just like you said. As a brewing system, what you do is you put your malt in here. Malt will be going into there. Obviously, we put the water in first. And then you put the top lid on, top filter plate on. What's great about this new one, they've got a Bluetooth controller. So if you've got a nice recipe of any beer that you see, you can just put your phone on, put onto Bluetooth, and it'll do all the mashing, temperatures, everything for you. So that's
that
great.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So that's how this one will work. So it'll keep on circulating through. We'll do that for an hour. Then we're going to mash out. And for a beer, once you finish your mash, just take it off.
Just the hour, and then it's done.
A mash, just your mash process, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take this. And then we're going to sparge. So you would have...
It's almost like boat terminology, all these words, eh?
Yeah. So now you're taking the malt out of the water.
So it's like a sieve, everything, the liquid's run down.
Exactly. And then we're going to take some hot water at 75 degrees, and we're going to rinse the grain. So you can imagine there's a whole little bit of sugar still around the grain. So now it's called sparging. So we're rinsing that down, it's going to go into the bottom there. And when we're finished with this, you can discard it, or you can make some dog biscuits, whale. Of the malt.
Oh, wow.
And then you're going to put it on to boil now, you're going to start to boil it. So through this is now the hop addition to make the beer. But at this stage, that's where you'd stop where you want to make whiskey. Because whiskey doesn't have hops in it, obviously. So once it goes from here, it goes into your fermenter. So you're going to let it ferment out, to make the alcohol in the fermenter. Then from the fermenter, you can put it back into the grain father, and now you can start boiling it. And you can distill with this unit as well.
You can make beer
from scratch, you can make whiskey from scratch.
Okay, now it's Nick's turn. And he's gonna do the washing.
First thing we're gonna do is we're gonna wash our ferment out. Okay. So over here I've got my cold water detergent. You're gonna take 5 liters of water.
See there is washing involved.
No rinse sterilizer. Okay.
Now the fun begins.
Now. What we're going to do is, when making a wash, you've washed and sterilized your fermenter. So, the way you make a wash is with turbo sugar. Okay? What you do is you take 3 liters of boiling hot water, which I'm going to grab over here.
So this is sugar.
That's the sugar.
And would you be able, if you can't get hold of this, would you be able to use normal sugar?
Domestic sugar? You could use normal sugar. I would suggest using turbo carbon. So, Petra, I'm going to put you to work here. You'll grab a spoon.
Absolutely. Why didn't I have one of these when my kids were small? They have a good imprint.
Okay, so what you're going to do is pour the turbo sugar into the hot water. And you stir while it's busy pouring.
Ew, I must admit this doesn't look appetizing. But hell, if you think about the end product of this, you're going to forget about what this looks like.
So what you're going to do is, as you're busy stirring, I'm going to be pouring cold water. Okay, so we've got a wash going. We're just getting a little bit more water. Once that's done, we're going to measure the gravity of the wash. So what the gravity is, you use a hydrometer, and you measure the amount of sugars in your beer. Okay? So starting off, you'll have a high gravity, and the more the yeast eats and your wash is fermenting, the lower your gravity will be. And there's a calculation that you do from your original gravity, which is your first measurement, and your final gravity, which is your last measurement, and that will determine the amount of alcohol that has been produced by your yeast.
Can I pour this in?
Yeah, so the ideal temperature for this wash, as you pitch your yeast, is 50 degrees Celsius. And you want and all the information you'll see is on the pack of yeast.
So what are you doing now?
Okay, so now I'm just taking a little bit of the wash out so that we can measure.
Okay, now you can see the colour.
Remember what I said,
it does not look appetizing.
Okay, so Petra, what you're going to do is you're going to stick the hydrometer inside, like that. Okay, now that's going to tell us what the original gravity is. Always make sure when doing a wash, you make notes. Okay, so get yourself a little notebook and write down today's date, the original gravity, which is a 1090, and that is where you'll be starting off. Okay?
1090.
So 1.090. Once fermentation is done, you'll see the hydrometer will float deeper down and it will stop at about 0.990. And that's where you really
sounds like a lot.
Measure that stuff.
Things
to remember.
Okay. So, have a taste.
Have a taste. Yeah, have a taste.
You think so too? I should close my eyes, not my nose. Eh? Oh, wow, it's sweet.
It's very sweet. Okay.
I'll never believe that it can taste like this.
Okay, so now what you're going to do is, actually, you want to grab your kettle again.
Ooh. I'm the stirrer, not the stirrer, I'm the stirrer.
Okay, so what you want to do when pitching your yeast, you want to pour it over and then give it a bigger stir. Okay, what you want to do?
Oh, you need to do that, like a washing machine action.
Give it a stir.
You see, again washing. I rest my case.
Okay, so, now. What happens during fermentation? You saw we've got a bit of the black little charcoal bits inside. Okay, now that's carbon. So what you want to do is you want to add some turbo carbon to it as well. And what that does is during fermentation, it just removes any of the nasty flavors that get produced. Pour that in.
Oh, this is like serious black stuff.
Yeah, so this is carbon. This is black.
Ew, this is gooey as well.
This is your airlock. So what happens is, while the yeast is busy fermenting your wash, what happens is it creates ethanol as well as CO2. You want the CO2 to escape from your fermenter, but you don't want anything to come in. So what this does is you put a bit of water inside there.
Oh, so this is like a U-trap in a basin.
Correct. That's right. That just goes inside. Just like that. Pop your lid on. And
this is now where the day is now. This is where the patient
comes in.
Okay, thank you. Ryan and Nick. I think that was so informative, you guys. It's just amazing.
So what have you decided on now? Which package are you going to take?
Well, what they've told us, and given our circumstances where we're going to be, I think on the boat, I'm going to go for the T500. I think both space-wise, and it's a simple method of getting the purest alcohol. And then you guys, for whoever's close in Gauteng, they've, on the 1st of September, they've got a moonshine meet, yeah, at their premises. So yes, hop in when you're in the area. And if you just...
Does that.
Yeah. And just mention Sisu, and I'm sure you guys are going to look after them at a good price.
For sure, for sure. That'll be good.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again.
One more time.